And we will look forward to hearing what the thus says the word. Let's just go before our Father in prayer, and we can hear the word for today. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this day that you knew was coming in. We are able to enjoy. We look forward to hearing the word that you have planted in the speaker that's coming before us this morning. We ask you, Father, to let it be all of you and none of them. We ask you to enrich, enhance, and empower the speaker, and allow us, Father, to nourish on that word that will be planted in our spirit that we will be able to chew on for the rest of the day. Father God, there are many on the call that stand in need that you already knew before we knew, Father, what the needs were, and that you are our Father, so we bring them before you, Father, and we will leave them at the altar and not look for them anymore. Father God, we appreciate each and everything that you have done for us, will do for us, and have saved us from, and we were able to wake up this morning to yet see another day. Father God, we love and appreciate you, and we thank you. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And I will now turn the call over to our host.
Yes, Minister Benita, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for you. And I tell you once again, Minister Psalmist Kalen, thank you for allowing God to use you. As always, I tell you that song is definitely going to reign in my heart today. You are my strength, strength like none other. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Bonita, say welcome to the Master's Call, which she has tagged our telecommunication sanctuary. We're thankful that God has brought us here once more and again on January 8th, 2020. Glory to God. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, Psalm 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can always go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And you'll notice, too, that we are on our corporate fast. And this is day 4 with January 8th, and we are believing God for miraculous breakthroughs, spiritually, financially, with our ministries, favor flowing in full force. Yes, total life prosperity, financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And we're standing on 3 John 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your souls prosper." So we hope that you've joined us with our fast, some going 21 days, some 40 days. But whatever the Lord lay on your heart, you're welcome to join us. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You could greet, which Minister Benita did. Or you can have a word that God has given you. We definitely want to hear it. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And what brought us all together is this awesome company called Artist Life. And Artist has been established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. Now, we have wonderful health and wellness products. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information. Also, Today is Awareness Wednesday. On the new morning motivational call with the dynamic Diamond Presidents, our King and Queen, King Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan. And you can join us there. And after this call, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And also, we have a special announcement. That's the Artist Life Kickoff that's taking place January 25th and 26th in Houston, Texas. And it will be located at the Houston Marriott South at Hobby Airport. And the hotel is $89 plus taxes, and that's with breakfast included. So you can register. And, of course, we're going to have Sunday service that Sunday morning. So you want to make arrangements to come to go home after the service at least. Registration is www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because I know you along with me are ready for the Word of God. And I tell you, we are so thankful to God that this woman of God has been a blessing to us. She is well known up on that East Coast in the New York State. She is a woman of God who has blessed so many in her community, in her state. She is a woman who's in the political arena as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. She is in an election now running for a district leader. She is a woman who has served in unions. She has served in her community in the Bronx area. She served in the NAACP. She served in her church. She is a servant. Glory to God. And we're thankful to God that she's a servant here on the TMC family, with our TMC family. So we're so grateful that this woman of God is a woman on the move. Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda Terrell?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, woman of God.
Thank you so much for that introduction. But I am the district leader at this time, and I'm moving to the New York State Assembly. And that's where I am moving to. God's going to guide me there. So I'm so grateful. Thank you for your interest, your powerful introduction this morning. I'm so thankful for you and the whole entire TMC family. Thank you, Minister Anita, for greeting and praying this morning. We thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Kalen, for that awesome, you are my strength. That is my, right now, you absolutely, I need God every way I turn. I welcome the Lord this morning in my life. I'm so grateful this morning. And I'm going to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I can't thank the two amazing, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone for keeping this hope, keeping us connected, hallelujah, and have a, we're online to God all the time. That's 24/7. Once you connect to this call in the morning, you have no reason not to be connected. So you have to, I have to thank them each and every day because I am where I'm at today because of those two amazing, powerful, powerful women of God. So they are definitely on my radar, and I always talk about them. So, you know, I'm always, evangelist. I'm sharing this call. I don't keep it to myself. Like I said, I can't keep it to myself. Good news, you can't keep it to yourself. You got to share it everywhere you go because people see God in you. So anyway, this morning, I want to be with you a few minutes, but, you know, I come to say this morning, and you know, like Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, you have one sermon, then something changes after you look at your TV. Things change. My day this morning, I'm saying encouraging others to believe, to praise the Lord, praise his holy name. Amen, amen. We have to stay prayed up this day because there is so much coming at us. But, you know, I turned the TV off because, you know, I'm in the political world. I must stay connected. I must stay on tune. I can have a conversation. One of my friends that said, you got to be able to have a conversation with the your world and be able to be on point knowing what's going on all the time because it is what it is. So, you know, I just give God first. I do take God first, and I can go into anything else that I'm doing here. Well, I'm just going to come to you a few minutes of saying that encouraging others to believe in praising the Lord. You praise his holy name. You can't stop praising him. As Minister Caitlin shared with us this morning, you are my strength. Hallelujah. I'm going to come from Psalms 30, verse 4 and 5. So, you know, just a little bit about that. I just want to say, let me just pray a little there. Dear Lord, we need you to touch our lives. Lord, work in our hearts, whatever we need. Refresh us, Lord, this morning. Lord, help us to do our part, to trust you, to do whatever you can only do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Encourage others to believe in praising the Lord. Praise his holy name. You know, I think about the soldiers now getting ready to go on to this serious war here, and I just have to, they pray to, pray for them, pray for them day and night. Let me give from Psalms 30, 4 and 5 says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks to his remembrance of his holiness. 5 says, for his anger endure for a moment, in the favor of life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen, amen. So, you know, I was wrestling with this, what to do when God heals you. And it's coming out 30. But like I was saying, they have 4 series there. And I chose the one that I think today I need to encourage others to believe and to praise the Lord. Praise his holy name, because without him, you have nothing. You don't understand how God works. He might not, you know, sometimes you think he ain't listening. Yes, he's on his A game all the time. So, when a fallen world illness threatens and too often end in our lives, like cancer, heart disease, strokes, all kinds of things come at us. But we have to stay prayed up. We must stay prayed up. You know, it's just, I look at what's going on here in our lives right now, and we are on this call because this is very important now. It is really important to stay connected because Monday I was at a press conference and very disturbing, but you know, I asked, you know, you don't know what's going on in this world, and it's right here in my district. Unbelievable. You know, it was after, I always share with everyone, I tell them after 12 o'clock, you need to be in a car somewhere in New York. The gentleman, they was just coming back from McDonald's, going up the steps there, and like 5 guys, 6 of them just beat the guy, just did what, you know. And I said, oh my God. So anyway, he was on there, so he passed away. So, you know, that's why we have to encourage others to believe and to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on his holy name, because I asked, when someone, you know, sometimes I ask people in the mental illness arena, you know, we're going to do that this year. We're going to start on mental illness because it is a big problem right now. And we were saying to them, I ask people when, you know, sometimes I just ask them, oh, do you go to church? You know, they like, no. And I just stop. I said, Lord, help them. But anyway, let me just give, you know, I'm in the Psalms. David, David is one of, I like Psalms because it always seems to identify with something I'm doing in my life. And so David, Psalms and the song of dedication for the house of David. So I'm going to go to this encouragement to believe in praising the Lord and praising him. David invited the congregation to join him in exhorting the Lord. Remember, the songs was written in a special occasion, the dedication of the temple. As songs appeared, the subject, God's shedding, he's first pointed us to the truth of God's holiness. Whenever we remember God, uncompromising prayer, we should give thanks to him at all times. What did he say? Why? It is the Lord that holds us that compelled him to produce holiness in us. His desire, our dear children. He loved us so much that he gave his son to redeem us from our sins. Amen? Because his greatness of love for us. His chatter is when we sin, help us to become holy as he holds us. In Hebrew, you can read that 12:5-10. By living holy, God lives. We spare ourselves and painful consequences, sin. We also need to enjoy life, fellowship with him. His holiness, his key of happiness. You always know I say, I'm happy because I woke up this morning. I'm happy because we have another day on this earth. Therefore, we should thank God for his holiness, for his fuel to direct us for our holiness. Because if we don't understand, because I said I went to a group of females on Monday. Again, I'm moving around because I have to, because, you know, I share with them, we must thank God for what we're doing. So one sister says, she says, oh, Miss Cox, you are not talking as fast as you were before. I said, you know, with prayer, with what I'm doing, I thank God that I can slow down. I thank God that I can do that because without my health, I couldn't do it. Because, you know what, because I looked at her, I just didn't say nothing. I said, okay, you know, just keep moving. Because I could have got angry, but I said, no. Yeah, I just heard her. Because sometimes you have to listen to people's criticism, and you just take it and smile and keep moving. I'm disciplined now, last moment. But in the favor of the last lifetime, David stated that his crucial truth for us is to remember that when we are enchained by the Lord, we are the objective of his favor, not his wrath. God's anger, if I was to get angry, then I would lose. God's anger here is a displeasing of our sin, like loving parents. The Lord displeased when we disobey his commandment. Amen? And like that, I said, and like his loving parents, we are disciplined in the order to correct his disobedience. Interesting, Hebrew word says, for anger is A-P-H, referred to the noise. In describing his emotional response that he reflected on his fairness, when our children disobey us, what do we do? Our emotions arose, we get upset, we put them in their place. And sometimes I find out now the young generation, they let the kids have their way. And I said, oh, no, we can't do that, because one thing about grandma raised us, she used to tell my aunt, if you don't bend that tree now, when it rises up, it's going to make you leave your own home. So I understand the anger. So God said, do not, let me just say to you, let's not be angry. Let's do whatever I ask you to do. God discipline us as because of how he favor us. Amen? And and we elevate ourselves by listening and doing the right thing. And I moved to another church. I have to be disciplined. I have to be, you know, follow the rules of their doing. His grace to us as arose. His displeasing our sins, even when we are angry with us, it's because of his favor, his love, his grace for us. God loves us. In time of God's anger, displeasing, we got to understand he's not pleased with us here on this earth, what we're doing. We're not praising him. No time. Everybody's busy. We over here. We running here. No, stop. And I thank God for this time we'll be doing the fasting. It gives me time to stop and praise his name. I thank you for my Dr. PK connected me with Minister Prophet Kai, and we talked this morning. So it is good to be praising God in the morning before we start our day. And I said, His favor upon us is our entire life. Simply put, God does not stay mad with us. So when we disobey Him, and we don't understand. So when we say we are fasting, that's a part of obeying the rules. Doing coming this morning and cleanse. Yesterday I was at another event. You probably said, I go to a lot of things, and I was sharing with everyone. I asked anyone, are you on a fast? They looked at me like I had two heads. I said, oh Lord, ladies, y'all need to fast. We was in a health group in Harlem. So everybody looked at me real like I said such a bad word. I said, oh, my God, seems like I can't say it. But I'm going to say it again everywhere I go. I'm going to ask them, are they fasting? Or are you giving God time? Are you stopping what you're doing? Quit being so busy. Give God some time because he sees all the time. He sees he's here and there. He's everywhere. He's not, you know, sometimes, he don't put us on hold. He makes sure we're here all the time. I'm giving him praise every day. I thank him for all that he's done. I thank him for this call. I can't thank enough for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa doing what they're doing. And they make sure that we understand some people dropping off. No, you got to stay connected. Hallelujah. You have to stay connected because weeping is brief for compared with time of rejoicing. I rejoice this morning. Of a jar right state, I believe, live. We feel with troubles. There's so many troubles going on. Reading Job 14:1 says, there's pain, trials, problems of life seem to produce an unfair quality of tears compared to the number of days we live on this earth. Some of us, sometimes, these tears are shedded because of our consequences of our sins. As it was true, David experienced as described in Psalms. This statement glorified, inspired by God's Holy Spirit, his comfort, his people of God centered. We got to understand too. The second, David reminded us that our season of suffering, this lifetime, is brief. Can we say that? It's brief compared to the length of time we will rejoice through our eternity. Paul declared the same truth of affliction, heavy as they might be. So if we come into a thought of, I just want to say hallelujah this morning. Give God some praise. Give God some time. This fast is giving God time, don't you think? I think it's giving God time because I can feel a difference in my body. I can see the things are changing, things coming. It's so good. I said, Lord Jesus, help me to move forward. I thank you this morning. I can't thank him enough. There's no time that we don't have to praise God. We rejoice. I rejoice this morning because God has used me in this political arena and to empower our community. We can rejoice because God is displeased with of what we're doing right now. He's displeased with what we're doing. We want to rejoice. I just want to rejoice this morning on it. Finally, we can rejoice because the joy eternal will always be painful at this time in our life. Tears, the tears of life, to include those accomplished. We want to be joyful this morning. We want to go out and be a joy this morning because our belief is to praise the Lord, praise his holy name day and night. We won't stop praising him. I understand what we have doing here, but I want you to come by and say this morning, give God the praise. Take him at his word. Your strength comes from him. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia? I'll make sure. Glory to God.
Thank you.
All right, glory to God. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning, encouraging us to always give God praise and be joyful in him. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are God and you are God alone. We glorify you, Father, for being the Alpha and the Omega in our lives. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, to remind us that we should always count everything as joy. Be joyful in you, to give your name glory and praise in all that we do. So we ask that you pour back into her, Lord, virtues of blessings on top of blessings. We ask that you keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you, that you protect her and you strengthen her and you encourage her, Father, to go forth and to continue to do your will and have your way in her life. We thank you, Father God, that she will be victorious in all that she does, because you are with her in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we lift up all of these that are having health challenges. Dr. PK, we call her healed by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for healing Robin's dad, Harold, Jerry, Bert and Bart, Duncan, Lisa, Esther, Sandy, Trent, Mr. Gordon, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Rita Fletcher, Rosalind's mom, Jackie, Marcy, Ira, Dorothy, and all those, Lord, that are on our hearts. We know, Father God, that your blood still is running warm, Lord God, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, we thank you for touching those that are going through bereavement, Father God. We glorify you that nobody can comfort like you can. So we ask that you comfort the Anderson and Canaway family, the Brown and Kidd family, the Harden family, the Mosley, the Whites, the Haywood and Cox family, the Clay, the Quay, the Lopez, Lee and the Edwards family, and all those, Father, that we may not know. You know who they are, Lord God. We ask that you continue to put your arms around them, strengthen them in all their ways, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Continue to strengthen each and every one of us that are going through the fast. Let us persevere in you, Lord God, knowing that you will get all glory in what we do. Continue to strengthen artists' life in its entirety, in all their ways. And we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, you can hear this message again. The playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, we have the New Morning Motivational Call coming up next with the Awareness Wednesday, with the Power Couple of Health, King Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan. And the topic today is detox. Detox, oh my, that's something we all need. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, thank you again, Minister Caitlin. Psalmist Caitlin, thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning as you worship before the Lord this morning. And again, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone and starting our day off with prayer. And again, Minister Cox, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you for allowing God to use you as you brought forth the message this morning. Would you please come back and bring us our benediction?
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, and thank the whole entire team. All praises to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raises Jesus Christ from the dead. Now that we live in great expectation, enjoy your day. God bless you. Amen. Amen.